And that's what you're with, the Midday Report. I'm Charlotte Kilbane. I'm in today for Mandy Wiener. And we start today with the latest in the court battle over the reopening of the candidate registration process. The DA, of course, bringing that action after the Independent Electoral Commission made the call to reopen candidate registration, along with its reopening of the voters' roll. The DA says this unfairly favours the ANC, who missed the initial deadline to submit candidates, and this decision really was a lifeline for that party ahead of those November 1st elections. So we've heard in recent days from the IEC defending its position, obviously. The Minister of Cooperative Affairs and Governance putting her papers in yesterday, also supporting the IEC's decision and asking for a dismissal of the case. Then this morning, the latest submission from Freedom Under Law, which is an amicus or a friend of the court. And boy, did they ever tear strips off the political parties involved in pursuing this action. Really interesting reading and kind of fun reading for court papers. Freedom Under Law's director, Nicole Fritz, joins us now to talk through their points. Nicole, thanks for making time for us on the Midday Report this afternoon. Your arguments, I guess, under three broad themes. Firstly, that the DA's application is premature and constitutes what you call lawfare. Secondly, that the IEC acted rationally when it reopened the candidate registration process. And thirdly, that the DA's proposed interpretation of the order just won't work. So can we take those point by point, shall we? I do love the term lawfare. And you make the point in your papers that lawfare isn't always a bad thing, but you don't believe it's useful in this case.
No, that's right. I think it isn't when it is used to advance rule of law, when the ordinary political process will not enable one to achieve the end sought, it is not necessarily a bad thing. But in this case, where we feel what is being played out here is sort of bold political contestation, this is not the appropriate forum, and in fact, it shows disrespect failure. There's a failure to show the required deference to the Constitutional Court. And so, yes, that is essentially the nub of the first argument submission that is made by Freedom Under Law.
And as you said in your papers, it's kind of making the Constitutional Court into a political boxing ring. I mean, secondly, the claims of bias in the decision-making process of the IEC, we've heard those publicly quite a bit, that they were somehow beholden to the ANC and reopened the registration in order to help them because the ANC didn't manage to make its deadline. You have some things to say around that as well.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is not only true of the DA in its submissions to the court, where it maintains that the Electoral Commission somehow showing bias to the ANC in opening the candidate nomination process again. That is a claim made by a number of the parties. I do think, I mean, and what we refer to in our papers is that, and this obviously has occurred outside of the court, is that there have been claims by leaders of the Democratic Alliance that in fact the Constitutional Court was leaking information to the ANC, which was supposedly the reason why the ANC withdrew a court application, because it believed that the court order that would be handing down would serve its ends anyway. And I think the point here, and it's a point that is made in our papers, but is also an important one, I think, in public discourse, is that, you know, the Constitutional Court is the ultimate guardian of our Constitution. But it shouldn't be the umpire and referee, and that every other political actor is able to act without consideration of the consequences for a constitutional democracy. Political actors have important roles to play as responsible constitutional actors, and they cannot make these claims, whether in court papers, certainly, but even in the public discourse, that have no substantiation, that are based purely on conjecture and speculation, because that is to be really irresponsible and potentially damaging of the fabric of our constitutional democracy.
And of course, this bringing up of the local government elections, we all kind of thought, well, it's fine, they'll be postponed and everybody will have time. Putting the IEC under immense pressure, and there's kind of a functional thing that we have to think about there, that they are now under pressure and in uncharted waters themselves.
Well, that's it. That the Constitutional Court has been saddled with these decisions that are enormously important, obviously, for the health of our constitutional democracy. But again, the Constitutional Court is not the only constitutional actor. Our Constitution is replete with giving, you know, specific powers to various constitutional actors, requiring that they act responsibly. There was, as you know, an application made by the Electoral Commission earlier that the elections be postponed. Freedom Under Law came in as amicus at that point as well, making the submission, which was ultimately upheld, that the elections shouldn't be postponed, and that the Constitutional Court simply didn't have the power to postpone them, given what the Constitution says in terms of the holding of regular municipal elections.
Nicole Fritz, Executive Officer of Freedom Under Law, speaking to us there on the Midday Report about the papers that her group submitted to the Constitutional Court. And they really do make for fun reading. Of course, there's a lot resting on this case before the Constitutional Court. A lot at stake for the ANC politically. It messed up its submissions, missing the deadline for its candidate submissions. And if the Concord decides to close that process again, it's really going to hurt the party. I do know that at the moment we have Fikile Mbalula addressing a media briefing about the ANC's preparations and saying that they are encouraging the involvement of communities in matters of local government, which of course makes sense. We're going to dip into that briefing briefly.
In compliance with COVID-19 protocols and regulations, the ANC manifesto launch will be held in Tshwane with only or less 500 people in attendance. The manifesto launch will be followed by the rollout of localized manifesto launches in the metros and the rest of local municipalities. We're going to Pitoli, we're going to Tshwane, the city we lost in the hands of the coalition of the Democratic Alliance and the EFF. We're going back to ask our people to give us a mandate and majority rule in the city of Tshwane. For what has happened in the past 5 years, since the coalition took over, it is for everyone to see for himself or herself. Our ward councillor candidates will also be rolling out ward-based manifesto launches, responding to ward-based service delivery plans, and specifically aligned to the manifesto. In this way, the ANC will once more be given impetus to its rallying call that the people shall govern. The manifesto launch across all levels will be populated in all my ANC, at my ANC digital platforms and other mass platforms that provide for direct engagements with the voters. Whilst the deadline for candidates selection process was set to be Saturday, 11 September 2021 at 11, the ANC had issued a directive that the dispute resolution process shall continue post the election date on the 1st of November 2021. All our structures worked around the clock to meet the set deadline for the candidate selection process, and we are more than satisfied with the progress in this regard. It has not been a smooth process for us. It has had its own ups and downs, and these are matters that the leadership of the ANC at all levels assist with and in resolving expeditiously and even beyond the election itself. Where manipulation, undermining of the democratic process through our own investigation will be found, heads will roll and individuals will face consequences.
The voice there of Fikile Mbalula, he's currently briefing the media. That briefing was what you were hearing there about the ANC. Very interesting there that he's saying they're satisfied with where they're at in terms of their candidate lists. Of course, this has been such a major issue for the ANC, missing that initial deadline. And we've had some indications, which of course you would have heard about on Eyewitness News during the course of this week, that even if the court upholds the IEC's decision to reopen those candidate lists, that the ANC might still not make the deadline. Fikile Mbalula there saying, indeed, they will meet that deadline.